Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Angry motherfucking bastard radio. Yeah. On today's show, and topic of tonight's show happens to be Blind Date Thursdays. And what consists of Blind Date Thursdays is all types of shit. Fellas and women meeting up, or I guess women and women meeting up, or men and men meeting up, some gay shit. But, you know, just people in general meeting up online, meeting up on chat lines, meeting up on Facebook, fucking MySpace. If you didn't meet the person face-to-face from the gate and you met them through some type of fucking service, you know what I mean, some classifieds, you know what I mean, some fucking Craigslist, some shit like that, then you're pretty much going to get talked about tonight. Now, we asked a lot of people on recent shows and emails and all that to send us some stories of, you know, their worst and their best times as far as blind dates. And I have a couple of stories of myself. 6-4 has some. SD might be in the building. LE should be in the building. Billy the Kid, we're going to try to get him in the building. But we have a couple of stories that we want to talk about, little issues, you know, recent and past. All types of shit. So, you know, if you always wondered what goes through the minds of people, or why do people meet up online, or, you know what I mean, what happens when one meets somebody and they're ugly, or, you know, you're ugly, or that person's fat and they said they're skinny, or, you know, whatever. This is the show to be at, you know. Hit us, I'm GQ, by the way, you know what I mean, yours truly. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Once again, that's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. The number to call up and hit us up for shout outs, or if you just want to listen in, is area code 914-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. Also hit us up at mocospace.com/the_TD_show. That's mocospace.com/the_TD_show. And do we have another one? Yeah, Twitter. Twitter.com/... Yeah, what the fuck is it? Twitter. It's twitter.com/AB_radio. And that's how we do this shit. Now, me, I just got off of work, sort of. I still got one more area to go to, but I had to stop in and do, you know, start this up. I can't have any absentees on radio. So, big shout out to everybody holding it down. Big shout out to all the blind dates. Big shout out to everybody that had successful blind dates. Big shout out to those that had terrible blind dates. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving in the mixed things. Trying to think, what can I put on for you people? Cause I got to take a shit on some real shit. But it's going to be a quick shit, but it's going to be long, but it's going to be quick and long. So I'm going to put some shit on that y'all can probably vibe to. See, a lot of y'all don't listen to trans music, so that won't really go down too good. But, hey, you know what? Fucking deal with it. Right now, this is the motherfucking trance megamix, the Sandstorm version. Keep it locked. It's your boy, GQ, holding it down, Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up. Make sure you hit us up at 914-338-1782. Take a shout-out, dedications, and requests until 9 in the p.m. We got 53 minutes left remaining. today's topic, Blind Date Thursdays. Keep it locked. It's your boy G. Shit, these niggas is in some trans shit. How did names pop up in that trans song? How the fuck that happen? Welcome back, it's your boy GQ, live on the motherfucking toilet in the motherfucking United States, in motherfucking New York, in the motherfucking Brooklyn area of New York, because I'm a motherfucking bastard. That's why I'm an angry bastard. I'm one of the angry bastards, one of the wise men, one of the three gods. Anyway, it's GQ. And it's Blind Date Thursdays. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give y'all a little something, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to just play music. I mean, I want to make sure it was a full staff, but, you know. All right. Blind Date. Now, there's this one story that one guy said that he met some chick, right? And it was going at it. I believe he met her on Black Planet. There's Black Planet. And he said that, you know, shit was going good. They was talking, you know, through the computer for like a good, like 6 months. I'm not as fond of the computer, so that's why. But I read the shit. I thought it was pretty hilarious. For like 6 or 7 months, so he was like, I think, you know, about time we meet. Now, he's been having phone sex with this chick and the whole 9 yards. So, he, motherfucker never saw a picture of her or nothing. But, you know, he's like, oh, she sounded good and this and that. Thank goodness. So, come to make a long story short, they finally meet up. And, they meet up at a fucking, at like a Taco Bell in the mall or some shit out in New York. And, they're gonna be up. So the dude, he's waiting for the chick to show up, and this is so fucked up. He's waiting for the chick, you know, and the chick's name was fuck it, I'll put it on blast. Chick name was Tony. You know what I mean? So he's waiting for Tony. Tony said that she was, you know, like 5'2". You know what I mean? 130, all ass, big titties, shit like that. you know, half Spanish, half black. So this nigga's waiting for Tony, and he sees, like, it's like nothing but dudes everywhere. Nothing but dudes. No female at the time he's supposed to meet up. No female. Just dudes just walking around, yada, yada. So he finally sees somebody, but she's, put like this, she was a dude, but it was a shim. And he would say, he kept telling himself, please don't let this be it. Please don't let this be the person. And Tony walked up and was like, hey, are you waiting for, are you supposed to be meeting up with somebody? And so he's like, yeah, my man, but, you know, I'm waiting for some chick named Tony. And the dude was like, yeah, that's my name, Tony. And he was like, yo, you're Raphael? Hey, look at that. Are you Raphael? So the dude was like, yeah. The nigga said he just started hooking off on that. Ah, this nigga was beating off to a tranny. That's not cool, man. You gotta be real careful with shit like that, man. And it's like, if you gonna be on some gay shit and then try to break the news to somebody, don't try to break the news to a nigga that you just meeting. Like, that's not cool. Like, you should have told that nigga before he got in that long conversation with your ass. Like, yo, I'm a dude. You know what I mean? Fucking. So he said, you know, never again. He's never going to MySpace, none of that shit. You know what I mean? Because it's just a chance you take. And that shit is real, but that nigga went into detail. Like, this nigga said he was phone boning the joint. So this nigga was beating off to a man, you know what I mean? Like, shit, dog. You should have picked up the motherfucking, the men's catalog in the Macy's, and it would have been the same effect. It would have been the same effect. Like, you was triggered. I'm sorry, dog. I told you I was going to laugh, man. That shit was fucking hilarious. But that just goes to show y'all guys out there, man. Can't trust just the voice. I mean, shorty may sound bad. She may even look bad, picture-wise. But, man, you never know, dog. These chicks or these fucking shims. Like, these niggas got their own species, man. Like, niggas ain't half boy, half girl, man. Niggas is men. Men dressed up as women. Like, these niggas is fucking vampires, man. I'm telling you. Make sure you hit us up. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. I'm your boy GQ. Hit us up with, you know, stories and comments on your most recent, well, not recent, but your most memorable blind date, if you've had one. Or, you know, worse blind date if you have one. And let's know what's going on. But yeah, I'm gonna get back to the mix of things unless somebody's on hold on the fucking switchboard. That shit was funny though. It's funny. I'll get into later, but I actually was talking to this chick. And this broad had the nerve to tell me she was a model. I'm like, a model? Yeah? And I'm not saying that, you know what I mean? I'm not saying, what, you got to take a shit or something? Oh, yeah, she must have used the bathroom. And I'm not saying that, you know what I mean? If you're on a chat line or if you're online, you can't be a model. Because I'm a sexy motherfucker, like, you know what I mean? I'm a smooth-ass dude. When my mom and dad was horny at night and they accidentally had me, because I know I wasn't playing, when they accidentally had me, I mean, I popped out of my mom's vagina, uterus, whatever, I definitely was on some other shit like that. When I got older, when I was young, I was a little, you know, poop butt. Like, I was a little stupid little nigga, you know what I mean? I didn't curse. I didn't do none of that shit. And I just grew older. Oh, what the fuck you meowing for, man? What, are you hungry? Is that what it is? We ain't meowing and shit. Over here trying to take a shit in peace. And you over here meowing and carrying on and shit. But, it's like, I'm just saying that, look, if you're a model, you're a model. If you... You're fat, you're fat. You know what I mean? Just keep the shit real. You know what I mean? Because you're only going to hurt yourself. But, I ain't really go in on it because I got to have the other angry bastard that actually witnessed the shit. Oh, shit. Hold on. Ain't that a bitch? Suddenly it's okay to hang a nigga from a tree again. Oh, shit. That shit is fucked up. That shit is fucked up. Hey, come on, get the fuck out of here. Let's all pop the shit out. Hey, silly motherfucker. Alright, sorry about that, people.
Hilarious. All right. It says that Walmart is selling Obama Christmas ornaments. Ain't that a bitch? Suddenly it's okay to hang a nigga from a tree again. It's disgusting. While we hold back on that moment right there. And realized that shit was wrong and disturbing. We're going to get into some old school music. Jay-Z, do it again. Put your hands up. This was my shit back in the day. Don't touch that dial. Oh, yeah, we're going to be that. We're going to be that. We're going to be back. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rockefeller. Y'all know what this is. We're giving y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor immediately. All the buses, we're giving y'all 5 seconds to get close to an exit. It's about to get real ugly in here. 5 seconds is up. Let's go.
Throw the hands up.
Boosters.
Mac. You know how Mac come through. Real deep on that stuff.
On this.
Spray the club on that stuff. Suit snub in the club. Told y'all real high. When I come through. If you want, you can die. If you want, we hit the whores on the floor. Whole crew be wild. Bitch, back that ass up like juvenile. When my peeps come to spend a dime a piece. You know Mac come through with a line of freaks. Every bitch on the hit being.
I'm going to try to do a little floaty, so, you know what I mean, this is probably going to be the preview, because I can't really have a blind date special and not have motherfuckers in, so I'm going to just throw y'all off with a little bit of here and there, but the main event's probably going to be tomorrow, you know what I mean, so let's do it again.
Respect this here. Check. I'm from with a hammer. Rockefeller. Y'all know what this is. We're giving y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor immediately. All the buses, we giving y'all 5 seconds to get close to an exit. It's about to get real ugly in here. 5 seconds is up. Let's go.
Throw the hands up. Throw the hands up.
Niggas.
Throw the hands up.
Bitches.
Throw the hands up.
Busters.
Throw the hands up.
Hustlers.
Throw the hands up.
Hoes.
Throw the hands up.
Boosters.
Throw the hands up.
Mac. Comes through on a club tip. Everybody real deep on that thug shit. Cop Chris spray the club on that thug shit. Cop Chris suit snub in the club. Told y'all real high. When I come through the crowd. If you want, you can die. If you want, we hit the whores on the floor. Whole crew be wild. Bitch, back that ass up like juvenile. My peeps come to spend a dime a piece. You know Mac come through with a line of freaks. Every bitch on the hit be a nine at least. We getting head on the floor while you grinding freaks. Whole squad get it down like this. Whole squad buy a round of crisp. Whole squad got the crowns on wrist. Whole squad got a
in the club. Told y'all niggas 4/5 in the club. If a nigga wanna draw it in the blood, it can drip in the club. You know how niggas get in the club. Shit, you know how I be. All high and VIP. Rolling up the B.I.G. Niggas be all liquored up. Talking shit till they man gotta come and pick them up. Got bitches in the back bouncing the jig or what? You got your hands up and I ain't even stick y'all up. Everybody get it up. 12 a.m. on my way to the club. 1 a.m. DJ made it a rub. 2 a.m. now I'm getting with her. 3 a.m. now I'm splitting with her. 4 a.m. at the Waffle House. 5 a.m. now we at my house. 6 a.m. I be digging her out. 6:15 I be kicking her out. 7 a.m. I'ma call my friends. 12 a.m. we gon' do it again. We gon' do it again.
How the fuck you gon' talk about them C's on our hill? And we just cop them things, homie, the chromey wheels. Both arms are chunky, the sleeves on chill. Any given time's 100 G's in your grill. Don't talk to me about them C's got skills. He's alright, but he's not real. Jay-Z's that deal, with Siegs in the field. Level fair for war hug, squeeze that steel. Fuck, you got a flow, that's cool with me. You got a little dough, that's cool with me. You got a little cars, little jewelries. But none of y'all motherfuckers can fool with me. You know the wrist frostbit, minus 2 degrees. About as blue as the sea, the way I maneuver the V. Hat cock, can't see his eyes, who could it be? With that new blue Yankee on, who but me? Nigga shipped 2 million, then I blew the 3. Then I skated the 4. Before I went on tour, I came back in his plane. Y'all niggas ain't rapping the same. Fuck the flow, y'all jacking our slang. I seen the same shit happen to Kane. 3 cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out. The game is ours, we'll never foul out. Y'all just better hope we gracefully bow out. Throw your hands up, niggas, bitches, busters, hustlers, fuck that. Come on.
12 a.m. on the way to the club. 1 a.m. about to shake the club. 2 a.m. now I'm checking the mix. 3 a.m. now we buying the
drink.
4 a.m. exit the club. 5 a.m. think you're getting some buzz. 6 a.m. nigga still ain't bust. 6:15 nigga will get up. 7 a.m. gotta tell my friends.
12 a.m. we gonna do it again. We gonna do it again. 12 a.m. we gonna do this one. Back in the day.
Let's go. 12 a.m. on my way to the club. 1 a.m. DJ made it a rub. 2 a.m. now I'm getting with her.
3 a.m. now I'm splitting with her. 4 a.m. at the Waffle House. 5 a.m. now we at my house. 6 a.m. kicking her out. 6:15 kicking her out. 7 a.m. I'm gonna send this song out here to all the Spanish mommies out there. All the Spanish mommies. Once again, all the Spanish mommies. It's a one-hit wonder for all the Spanish mommies. Put your hands up. Clap them up. Let's go. Lumi D. Rock the Rhymes. Fabulous.
Mama always love to get with you. Ever needed me, mama, holla. How you check me and give me the
Uchiwala Walla. 30 minutes left. Angry Bastard Radio. Station that lets you speak your mind. You enjoy the water. Take me, baby. Show you right. GQ Angry Master Radio. Listen to 4YT's funniest, angry, mad, boastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week. This is a show where everything, anything, and everything happens. Whatever. Music, whatever combo, whatever roast, and chat line joke session. Listen in if you're ready to laugh your ass off. as if you have one. 28 minutes left. I want to continue after this beautiful song. And I'm going to hop around like a motherfucker. 914-338-1782. Again, shout outs, dedications, and requests until 9 p.m.
It was fucking that furnace up.
Hit us up 914-338-1782. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests until 9 p.m. I'm your boy GQ, your host with the most. Planning to be the boss. Slim Shady, not fat like Rick Ross. Post. Okay, we're going to get into this blind date story shit. This is from one of the listeners. My friend Alicia loves to set me up on blind dates. She thinks it's a game. Alicia makes bets with her other friends about my dates. Like, I'll bet you $5 that Jackie will want to see this guy again. Or, how much do you want to bet that Jackie will end this date before dessert? She drives me crazy. So, why do I keep letting her set me up? Because each time, I think this will be the one who sweeps me off my feet. I have a date this weekend with her friend Alex. He is 10 years older than I am, but that's okay. Maybe he will be more grown up than the other guys. Alicia says he is tall, dark, and handsome. That probably means short, fat, and ugly. I never listen to anything she says. Alicia likes to mess with my head. She always tells me a few things that are true and a few that are not. She thinks it's more fun that way. This will be my 17th blind date in the last year and a half. I write in my journal about all my dates. 11 of these dates ended before dessert. 2 ended at my front door because the guys were terrible kissers. I dated 3 of them for several weeks, but none of them would grow up. And number 17 only cared about one thing. And no, it wasn't sex. It was his motorcycle. Men and their toys. You're damn right, shorty. Alex sounds perfect, of course. I don't know if the parts that sound perfect are true or not. Alex has a good job. He works with Alicia doing some kind of computer stuff. I hear that kind of job pays well. He runs at least 2 miles every day, sometimes more. Well, that's what Alicia said. She might really mean that he runs to McDonald's every day to buy 3 hamburger combos. He doesn't smoke. He hardly ever drinks. He likes animals. I hope that doesn't mean he has 12 cats. I hate cats. I hate you too, bitch. Alex is picking me up at my house on Friday at 6:30. Alicia says he drives an old school bus. She thinks she's funny. I have so much to do before my date. My nails done. I need to buy a sexy dress. I need to find my lucky pantyhose. Damn, ladies. Lucky pantyhose? Anyway. Oh, and I can't forget to check for a criminal record. You only make that mistake once. I feel good about, though. I think he might be the one. That was part 2. This is part 2, people. Let me switch the beat up real quick. Let me switch the beat up. Switch the beat up. Let me switch the beat up. Let me switch the beat up. Let's see, what can I put on here? What can I put up in there? Yeah, because I put this, I put up in here. Here we go. Yeah, we can put this up in here. All right, we're going to continue about this date between Alex and the girl and Alicia's friend. Hey, kind of young Jeezy. Alright, Alicia called me at 8:30 Saturday morning. I could have killed her. She said she couldn't stand it. She just had to know about my date. So I hung up on her. Alex rolled over and said we needed to make coffee. He said Alicia would call back. He knows her well. The phone rang 30 seconds later and I answered it. She heard Alex whispering, and she started squealing into the phone. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You invited him in last night? You slept with him? I just lost $50. You never sleep with a guy after the first date. What had gotten into you? I knew you would like him, but this is too much. Jackie, are you still there? I was holding the phone away from my head just a little. Alex was listening, trying not to laugh. I told her I was still there. I told her she would get to hear everything, but not right this minute. As soon as I said that, I knew it was a big mistake. Alicia does not take no for an answer. She said, be right there, and hung up. I told Alex that Alicia was on her way. He said he wasn't surprised. 10 minutes later, I opened the door. Alicia was still in her pajamas. She plopped down on the sofa. So tell me all about it. Alex and I looked at each other and smiled. Okay, so what the fuck? What do you mean something? I read that shit for nothing? Like, come on. That shit was fucking stupid. Well, I guess, you know, you have your good days, you have your bad days, right?
Alright, we're gonna keep it moving. How to get out of a bad blind date? A bad, terrible, stinky, doo-doo stinky blind date. How to get out of those? You ask how? I'll tell you how. Let me just throw on some white girl music. White girl. Christina Aguilera. If it hasn't happened to you, then it's happened to someone you know. A blind date goes terribly, terribly bad, and there's no escape. If you've ever been in this situation, you know how fucked up this can be. Faced with the expectation and obligation of being nice and finishing out the date, how does one get out of a blind matchup that's going down in flames? Well, if you plan correctly and remember a few simple ideas, your next terrible blind date could have built in ejector seat. How do you have a blind date? Step number one, make an escape plan with a friend ahead of time. If you are one of those that's all I'm reading. They put these big ass words. Fucking, if you're one of these, let's see, fatalistic people that think every blind date could potentially be a bad one, then you know that planning ahead for a disaster is sometimes necessary before you go out on your blind date. Plan ahead with a good friend for a possible escape plan. If your blind date starts to turn sour, excuse yourself to go to the bathroom. Once there, text your friend a code that you have determined ahead of time. If it could be something as simple as, how are you? Once back at the table, your friend will know to wait 10 minutes, then call you. On the other end of the line, your friend will be sobbing in emotional ruin because something terrible has happened. You must rush to your friend's side to help them through this crisis. Any reasonable person will understand the situation, and you've gotten out of your terrible blind date got free. Alright, that actually fucking works. But a nigga like me, I'll just be like, look, my mom just called me. She's stuck in the airplane. The airplane's stuck in the air. They need me to get a ladder and fix the engine. So I'm gonna have to go. Or my mom is flying a kite. She's skydiving on a kite, and she needs help. So I gotta get there before she hits the ground. Or my mom's parachute has a hole in it, and I gotta take a helicopter and like patch it up real quick before she hits the ground. So can we do this another day? Some shit like that. Step two, wear them out. If you can feel that the blind date is, come on, fucking big fucking words, man. Fuck it. Wear them out. If you can feel that the blind date is a piece of shit, you can always make them want to go home. The responsibility doesn't rest on your shoulders for ending the date prematurely. The only way to do this is to run them rag. Rush through your dinner at a sprinter's pace and tell your date that you can't wait to get out of the restaurant so they can move on to the next item of the evening. If you have something stationary like a movie plan, tell your date you want to ditch the movie. Come on with this shit, man. You want to ditch the movie and walk around a local park instead. Keep the activities physically taxing, and before you know it, he'll be looking at his watch and making excuses to head home. Not me. I mean, I can't find it. If a chick acts all stupid, like, she's, on Ritalin or some shit like that, 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to fucking want to bounce too. So, yeah, that actually, would work out. You know what I mean? Let's see, let's keep it moving. Throw some. Step three. Convince them
that you're crazy. If you're Spanish and you're a Spanish woman, you can get this off. Nothing's a bigger turnoff than a loony bird. And if you can convince them that you're crazy, you may have a quick ticket out of your blind date. Far flow with some stories about your family. You know, maybe something about your unnatural attachment to your mother, or a disturbing story about camp when you were little. You know what I mean? After a while, start displaying subtitles but odd behavior. Like polishing your butter knife every 30 seconds. After about half an hour of this strange behavior, your date will very likely be eager to find the waiter for the check, and you'll be able to move on as well. You know, like me, I'm like, yo, do me a favor, hold on real quick, I'm gonna go use the bathroom. I'm gonna walk past the bathroom and I'm walking to my car and I'm bouncing on this brush. You ask me crazy at the dinner table, we can't be in public at all. At all. At all, Craig. Step four, be honest. The best. This is the best one right here. This is the one that I'd rather do. Look, you know what, shorty? This was a nice day. You're too fucking skinny for me. Your breath smells like shit. It means if your breath stinks, your pussy probably stinks. I can't fuck with you. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? It's a good date. I had a good meal. You know what I mean? But you know what? I really didn't want to pay for you tonight. The only reason why I paid for you is because I was like, you know what? That's the least I can do for this piece of shit that's sitting before me. You know what I mean? But 9 out of 10, I'm going to tell you before I get there. Like, yo. Mm-mm. You're Chrissy? No, can't do it. You don't look like your picture, so we got to go. You know what I mean? Just like this one chick I want to tell y'all about, but I can't tell y'all today because I got to have a full staff. I mean, 6'4 was in the building, so I have to have a full staff, at least 6'4, so we can just go in on this chick. I mean, be honest. The best, if not the most difficult way to, get out of a blind date is by simply telling the other person the truth. This can be the hardest route because, honestly, honesty is a hard pill to swallow. It is, but it is what it is. You can't speak. If you can't hear the truth, you know, what makes you think you're going to be able to settle with a lie? No one wants to hear that they aren't right for someone else, or that something they planned and looked forward to isn't working out. Believe me, trust me, I know. It isn't fun for either person to give or receive this news, but in the long run, it is the best policy. They will always remember you as the one guy or one girl that didn't feed them a line or a lie to them, and ultimately, that reflects on you as being a fucked up person. Who knows? Maybe they end up talking about you to one of their friends who is right for you, and something good will come of that instead. I mean, you never know, you know? I mean, people don't know how the cookie crumbles, you know? But it is what it is. You got 9 minutes left. I mean, GQ, motherfucking LE in the building. Talking about these blind date bitches, you know? Yo, what's up, pussy boy? Hey, pussy fart. Hey, yo, Ebra. Man, that's what this guy's a pussy for, man. This guy's a piece of shit. The beat goes off, and this pussy fart ass nigga ain't even talking. Yo, E! Oh, you got yourself banged on, you fucking pussy. You got 9 minutes left in the motherfucking, in the show time. We got 9 minutes left. So, that was just a little bit about blind dates and all that. Now, oh, man, I want to tell y'all about this blind date, but I can't because I got to talk about it when this motherfucker, when 6'4 is in the building because he actually witnessed the shit. And the shit was pretty disgusting, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, all I got to say is, you know, y'all broads out there, man, stop lying, all right? Stop lying. Stop lying with the, oh, yeah, I look like this, I look like that, and this and that, and then when motherfuckers find out you don't look like, see, I'm the type of nigga that I'm going to shit on you. Like, if you tell me to look a certain way and you show me pictures, I'm like, oh, all right, you shorty's right. So it's like, if I meet you and you look like a bag of fucking, I mean, like your ass look like a bag of wet clothes, But you talking about you got a fat ass and this and that. And it's not even about that. I mean, you're going to be a big girl. If you're going to be a big girl, be a big girl. Be proud of your bigness. But don't be talking about you're a big girl. And, you know what I mean? And let me talk about you slim and you got a fat ass or you thick, you're not fat and sloppy. And then I meet you and you fat and sloppy because I'm going to shit on you. I'm going to pull my pants down and doo-doo on you. Word up. Like, this shit is not a game. Like, you know what I mean? I need to get that shit together, man. Like, stop with the lies and all this bullshit. Like, just keep it real. You know what I mean? Just keep it real. That's it. Right now, this is brand new by Poker Face. It's called Sky High. It's the world premiere. Keep it locked. This is your boy GQ holding down Angry Bass Radio. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I promise you, we should be fully staffed. We might do it from 8 to 10. It's going to be the blind date special. We're going to go in on everything. We're going to be on the chat line, everything. We're going to go in. We might even go in for 3 hours. So make sure y'all in the building. Today was just like the more, like the preview, you know, scenario and all. Tomorrow we're going to be the shit, man. So make sure y'all don't miss out, man. We have 6 minutes left in the fucking, in the show time. It's been a good show, a great show, great show. It's cold as a motherfucker outside. But right now, this is brand new by Poker Face. Keep it locked. Big shout out to DJ Whiteout. Big shout out to everybody listening to the show. Big shout out to all the fans that be supporting. Big shout out to MySpace Tom. Big shout out to motherfucking Craig from Craigslist. Big shout out to every motherfucking body holding it down in motherfucking United States, the world, population, everywhere. Big shout out to those GQ fans. Oh, yeah. GQ is happening, baby. All right, make sure y'all keep it live. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit us up at mogulspace.com/THE_TD_show. Also, Twitter us, you know, follow us, twitter.com/AB_radio. And this is blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. Big shout-out to La Cubanita. Big shout-out to Fresh the Fucking Nip. Big shout-out to La Chocolita. Big shout-out to motherfucking La Boricua. Big shout-out to Nana. Big shout-out to you. Because of you, I'm continuing to do this. Because of you, Poker Face, we out.
Millennium, a crab will bite right through the net if you let it. That's why my work ethic is the birth of an epic saga. Your album's going 2 times copper. I'm going from the penny loafers to the product. See, that money you're spending ain't helping. The opinions of the consumers ain't bending. In case you forgot, there's still a recession. And whether it affects me and you is not the question. Nothing is promised, but I stay fly like B-wing bombers from Okinawa. Over Pearl Harbor, I stay calmer than the teachings of Kabbalah. And if it ain't about a dollar, then don't holler. Your hot air drinking and balloon mind states is enough to power the great Reno balloon race. My heart woods like Lowe's, I'm spray like hair shows. You tricking like the Red Bull air show. It's the heaven for a gambler, cause my life's on the line, my life's on the line. You might see me now, but poof, you gon' see me next time. You might not see me again, see me again. You might see me now, but you might not see me again. Why? Cause I'm aiming sky high, 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 sky high. I cut through the industry like jets through clouds. When I come to trees, yes, blue clouds, got amnesia. What I'm gonna do now, I'm twilight zoning and my window seats unusual, front row seats. And the crowd screaming loud, thanks to all the lent helping hands and reached out. Your boys in advance to the next chapter. I'm an all-star poker player, my shirt's in the Raptors. Came up knowing I had to do what I had to. Could've went back to school and got my master's. Now my union is like sagging Astro. My name shakes the place like natural disasters. If I stop rapping, you say I turned off the heat. The right girl, I make it back up on a one-way street. She only used to
to walking up runways, sweet, an angel from a passenger seat. It's a heaven for a gambler, cause my life's on the line, my life's on the line. You might see me now, but poof, you won't see me next time, see me next time. You might see me now, but you might not see me again, see me again. And you might see me now, but you might not see me again. Why? Cause I'm aiming sky high, sky high. For the family, as per my mom, I see Casper every time I exhale the bong. The hookah smoke lifts me. That's a one-hit wonder, like dude that made so crispy. Like Tom Cruise, this business is risky. Yep. Left face is the most sour like whiskey. Yep. I still feel it in the air. I could get filthy if I play my tarot cards right. Come on, just it's a heaven for a gambler. Cause my life's on the line, my life's on the line. You might see me now, but poof, you won't see me next time. See me next time. You might see me now, but you might not see me again. See me again. And you might see me now, but you might not see me again. Why? Cause I'm aiming sky high, 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 sky high.
Oh, much. This nigga's crazy, man. You yelling out blocks and shit. You ain't been to Jersey in years, nigga. Nigga, you ain't sleep on my floor. That's my studio, nigga. That's my floor. You dig? I paid the rent, miss. Oh, me and my niggas paid the rent. We so dope to pay the rent. Stupid bastard. And you recorded in there, faggot.
Somebody gonna die tonight.
I'm not nice, this is God's work, you soft jerk. You my little nigga, I was standing there when your mom's birthed. I'm kinda proud, you tried to come with a strong verse. But I'ma rip buttons like fat niggas in small shirts. I can't front you the shit with the computers. I'm on the block, handing out the pistols to the shooters. Don't listen to them losers, addicted to the rumors. Cause they gon' make me have to put a clip up in my junior. And you ain't take no heads, you ain't break no bread. A hossa who don't fly straight, nigga, you Frank Lopez. I'm serving stank dope heads. Next time a nigga say they finna break Joe head, I tell them niggas go ahead. Shouldn't have never mentioned my name. I was in the office when you seen henchmen in game. Big homie said, Joe, I'd have you limping in pain. And your response was, I ain't mean to mention your gang. No strength in your frame. The nigga saying he gon' empty your veins. And right there, I knew your career was sent to the flames. You was supposed to put Jersey on like Beans put Philly on. But now that your deal is gone, I seen what you really on. We ain't in the same boat. You ain't never slang dope. You ain't never hustle for weeks wearing the same coat. Nigga, what you gon' do? What you ever gone through? You the king of a city that you can't even come to. We ain't no kinfolk and you ain't no king, bro. Nigga, I'm Kimbo, multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my duffel bag, you fucking fag. Ain't nothing but old gats, gloves and a couple masks. I don't play with a full deck, you better shuffle fast. Think I don't know about all the shit you discuss with Fab. And for the record, Lil Wayne is on my dick. You heard the duffel bag record, that's my shit. Don't even mention my block, nigga, that's my strip. You T-Mobile reduced to being a sidekick. My nigga Webb, he know why all of my guys get. We in the club when you coming out of your closet. You ain't no boss creep, you live up in Cross Creek. I know where your horse sleep, my niggas in Dawes Beach. I don't wanna cause grief, but you just a soft geek. I run up in torch heat, leave you on your porch sleep. And don't forget, nigga, I'm still in the gutter. Where you left your little baby and your niggas to suffer. What you did outside of Crowns to that nigga that snuck you. You know how many niggas out here that's willing to touch you, sucker. You are worn down, your niggas is all clowns. Look at yourself, you the reason that we ain't on now. You heard his beef and you wanna get on the horn now. Problems with Rand, that's something you can't afford now. Them old gorillas, I'm telling them niggas, calm down. It's not beef, that nigga's just laying songs down. You might be more witty, I'm more gritty, but you sure silly. You kill me thinking it's your city. It's my city, and I got niggas to ride with me. I'm the strongest nigga repping the East besides 50. And I don't know what this nigga's trying to do. Yeah, I know about John and who he's trying to screw. Cause I know what you know who. I'm cool, nigga, let's keep that between me and you.
Yeah. All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight. All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight.
This nigga's crazy, man. Crazy. Hey, Joe. You ain't never sleep on my floor, nigga. Huh? Stop acting like you was asleep when them niggas came in there and they was gonna fucking stomp your head in.
You already know.
And I ain't stop them niggas. Yo, stop fucking lying, man.
I'm lying to him. Fucking you. Crazy, man.
Yeah, them niggas came in there to stomp your fucking, stomp a mud hole in your bitch ass.
When I see you, don't say nothing to me.
I should've let him do it, too. I might fucking punch you in your fucking chest. Don't try to run behind Webb and any of them niggas.
No.
I might punch you. I see Webb in the club. We popping bottles, nigga. That nigga know how we do.
Yeah.
He knows you's a queer. He knows you square. Nigga used to record in my shit, nigga. That was my shit, nigga. You dig? And I still got my shit. You hear this shit?
Uh-huh.
I'm recording in my studio, my booth, nigga. Paid for by my niggas. Getting that filthy money. Stupid. Where the fuck you recording at? You ain't got shit, nigga. I'm in Jersey City right now, nigga. Stop yelling out blocks, nigga. You don't even come here, nigga. I'm about to start saying you ain't from here, nigga. This my city, nigga.
Hey, when you see me, don't say shit to me, man.
I still live here, nigga. I still live on the third floor, nigga.
I'll break your fucking back. Hey, man.
This city respect me. Every city respect me. Every city I'm in, niggas respect me. Niggas don't fuck with you. Don't nobody in the game fuck with you, nigga. Niggas fuck with me. Ask niggas.